two kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, what is it about reality TV? Some of us can't stand it and some of us can't look away. Here today to discuss this, we are joined by Olivia Fahey, entertainment journalist from Press Play with Olivia, and Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and author. Olivia, to you first. Do you think there's a certain snobbery around reality TV shows?
Oh, 100%, even within people who actually do enjoy reality TV. Like, some people will be like, oh, well, like, I only watch things like the competition reality shows, like The Traitors or Great British Bake Off or something like that. And they'll look down on the people who love Married at First Sight or The Kardashians kind of thing. So it's not even just people who don't watch reality TV, but there's definitely a kind of a ranking of what's acceptable in terms of reality TV watchers as well.
And is that wrong? Is that a bad thing? I mean, I look at Married at First Sight even before the controversy, and I thought it was a pretty despicable program.
It definitely isn't my cup of tea. I do know a lot of people who absolutely love it. And I think because, you know, when you think back to when we were like kids growing up, especially like millennials, you see like all the Disney films where the princess is marrying the prince after only meeting him maybe twice kind of thing. And Married at First Sight is kind of playing on that a little bit. So it's almost like a nostalgic kind of hilarity thing going on there. But for me, all the dating kind of reality shows have never really been my cup of tea. But if you put on Selling Sunset in front of me, I will sit down and I will watch it because I don't know what it is, but I'm addicted.
Is that a property reality TV show?
It is indeed. It's based in California. And while the properties and everything just looks absolutely beautiful, the cat fights is what you're really there for.
Really? It's entertaining then.
It is indeed. And when, again, like millennials have grown up watching the likes of, like, say, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie kind of going at it. And, you know, there's always that trope of, you know, you can't really have a best friend. They're more like your frenemy. Like, we are now trying to be like very more uplifting and friendly to our friends kind of thing. But it's still fun to go back and watch these and to be like, aren't we glad that that's not us kind of thing? Like, we are uplifting friends. We're not, you know, the backstabbers kind of thing.
So if you're at a dinner party, do you come out and tell people what your TV preferences are, or do you choose your audience before admitting you watch certain shows?
No, I tend to sort of say it because at the end of the day, we all have our own kind of guilty pleasures. And I think like other people will say that, like, they'll be like, oh, well, like I'm mad for all of like the true crime series. And, you know, other people have their own thing of like, oh, I love like the sports documentaries, even though like maybe the group aren't really sports inclined. So no matter what your guilty pleasure watch is, you know, you're always going to be a little bit kind of like, yeah, like, I know, don't roll your eyes at me kind of thing. But you should be able to share these things, especially with, you know, your friends and your peers, because we're all well-rounded people, hopefully, and we should be able to like have these little things that bring us joy and not be judged for it.
Okay, let's bring in Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and author. Where do you stand on it, Mally?
I love it. where I stand on it is that I think there's just a complete fascination in seeing how people behave when they're placed in these kind of unusual or high pressure situations. And I suppose we're asking ourselves, like, what would I do in that situation? Would I have reacted the same way? Would I have trusted them? Would I have lost my temper? So it kind of allows us to experience these intense emotions and unusual situations from the safety and comfort of our own homes while we're snacking on our favourite snack.
Is it the safety and comfort of our own homes, though? I mean, you take programmes like Love Island and Married at First Sight. I mean, you can put a very pretty convincing argument that actually, in terms of their impact on society, they are quite negative. They're very narcissistic. They encourage kind of bad behaviour. You know, are they actually good for us? Are we safe, in inverted commas, watching them?
Listen, I actually do duty of care on reality shows and lots of different kind of programming, not just reality content. I think it is kind of a reflection of society in a way, but I actually think social media is far worse at times.
That's hardly a defense of something that isn't good, is it?
No, and I just think if something's not your cup of tea, then I wouldn't watch that. But there's reality TV.
I get that,
it's not
Mally.
Just Love Island.
I get that. I totally get that. And if you don't like it, don't watch it. That's fine. But I have to say, I hate my daughter watching Love Island. I really do. Yeah. I just think the values on it, it's just something about it. It looks matter over everything. It's shallow. Yeah. It's spiteful.
I'm not a big fan, Shane, but I'll tell you this. I encourage her to watch it because she knows that I've done this kind of work in the background. And I encourage her to kind of watch it with curiosity and also the knowledge that there's people sitting around a table deciding on what the storylines are going to be. These conversations that are happening are not necessarily natural conversations.
No.
I've been on sets where they kind of get people into conflict and then they don't let them talk it out unless it's on camera and all of those things. Like, I don't agree with that. And sometimes I've had to play that role of I really have to support the cast. And I wouldn't obviously do every show in terms of supporting, you know, if I really don't agree with the show. But I just it is my concern is the people that are going on to the shows.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It does concern me a bit when my 15-year-old wants to watch Love Island, for sure. But I try to encourage other shows as well, because there's amazing challenge shows out there and other stuff that's really exciting as well.
Yeah, lots of texts coming through on that as well. What about Survivor on TNG, Bear Grylls, or the Irish one, Ray Goggins? Do you like them, or is it the silly ones like Love Island, Big Brother, Below Deck, etc.? I like the challenge ones, Traitors, Survivor, Ray Goggins. This is what this listener says. Another listener says, are quiz shows reality TV shows? If so, I love reality TV. I don't think quiz shows do qualify, but I do love an old quiz show myself. Olivia, what do you think about that? The impact on wider society, the impact particularly on young men, young women who are watching these programs?
Well, I think she touched on it a little bit there in the fact that a lot of these reality shows are actually scripted. And I think the more that young people are kind of aware of just how produced a lot of these shows are, it's not actually as natural as, say, for example, when the Osbournes first sort of started out, that was all kind of a little bit more organic and then became more produced, shall we say. But if you're watching something like Love Island or RuPaul's Drag Race or even the likes of Survivor and the Kardashians, if you go in and start watching the Kardashian show as if you're watching a soap opera and that it's probably not really all that real, then your attitude towards it completely changes, because then you're this is an out there storyline that will probably never really happen in reality.
Has the Kardashians,
and that's kind of where they're going with this.
Has the lifestyle of the Kardashians not kind of become the norm? Has it not impacted? It's had a huge impact on society, on our culture, has it not?
I think it has, but I don't think they've necessarily been the leaders of the pack. I think they've been the ones that are kind of picking up on the trends that are kind of appearing, and then other people are kind of learning it from them. So they're not exactly the ones coming up with these ideas, but they're the ones that are probably giving it the most publicity.
But the kind of cosmetic surgery that is now the norm, I mean, you can again make an argument that traces that back to the Kardashians. Is that a healthy thing?
Do you know what? You could argue about Playboy models and Pamela Anderson and the likes were the ones that were actually spearheading cosmetic surgery back in the 90s kind of thing. So I think cosmetic surgery has always been something that's there. But I think because there's so many different methods nowadays that are what quote unquote non-invasive kind of thing that the Kardashians have been known to sort of promote on their show, maybe not promote is the right word, but definitely test out on the show. Maybe in that sense, it's kind of just opening the doors of people being more aware that these things exist.
Yeah.
Whereas we probably wouldn't have been more aware of them in the past. Yeah, exactly. Because like South Korea is one of the countries that has the highest has the highest number of people that are going in for plastic surgery. And if you like look at like the K-pop stars and things like that, most of them who are coming up, and they're only in like their 20s or late teens, most of them, male or female, will have had plastic surgery. And that's just because it's a part of their culture. It's not frowned upon at all. It's just something that everybody knows that everybody does. And it's completely accepted.
Okay. Olivia Fahey, entertainment journalist from Press Play with Olivia, and Dr. Mally Coyne, clinical psychologist and author. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Somebody says reality TV and social media are both largely a negative influence on society, but other views coming true, Ciara?
Yeah, someone says you just have to stop judging the people in the shows and take it with a pinch of salt. As your guest said, it's manufactured, so not as much reality as drama in the style of real life. That's an interesting point.
One last one. It's all pants. Only the shade varies.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.